We are live. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Welcome back. Weeks.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
Back in Australia for you.
Yes. Been in Bali. It was nice.
Nice.
I took some photos. Not many.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I took a few. Not many.
Can you show us?
I could. Do you want me to? I could. I mean,
might as well. Don't show us later.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll chat for a bit. I can show you some. Okay. They were just. Right. I actually took the R5 and a few lenses, but I mainly shot with a 35mm to try and get me prepped for my new camera that was going to arrive hopefully while I was away. So I did that. Yelena wants to know if we've missed each other. Did you guys miss me?
Okay.
That's cool. Anyway, we'll move on to something else. They didn't miss me at all. What have you guys?
Probably just missed the group chat.
Yeah,
the group chat
died.
Went very quiet. What have you guys been up to? You been shooting with your new camera, Grant?
Yeah, we went down to the Otways the other week. Tested it out a little bit. Tried to just do some like handheld long exposure. Well, probably not that long, but yeah, that was good to use. Good to get out. So
how long? How slow? Did you chase waterfalls?
So probably nothing longer than a second.
Yeah,
still pretty.
That's also handheld.
Yeah,
unheard of on the old DSLRs for Jimbo. He's blown away.
Is this just going to be an attack on DSLRs for me? And
until you get one, yes.
And until you switch, yes. Sorry, that's just how it is now.
Okay.
Welcome, 2023. How are they going? Are they still working? Are you still shooting with them?
My DSLRs.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, they're holding up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They still work.
Is it still just 24 shots or?
That's film, Grant. That's film.
Oh, sorry.
That's one more back to pass DSLR. Because film, then DSLR, and then mirrorless.
Maybe we should run a competition.
What sort of comp? Hit me.
Well, Grant's got his new camera now. You've got your new camera now. And then maybe those versus the mighty D850.
Oh, yeah? What would the competition be?
I don't know. Best photo.
Best photo.
Yeah. Of what?
judged by who?
Well, I don't know.
You can't. Okay. All right. That sounds good.
I don't know. Maybe we could go do something. Go somewhere. We missed autumn in Bright.
Definitely. We did miss autumn in Bright.
No, we could do something wintry, something snow.
We should go to the snow, take some photos. My new camera that I will be unboxing, hopefully live on this episode, because I've tried to set up a second camera so you'd be able to see the box opening, is weather sealed, which is kind of cool.
The new Nikon Z8, is that what you got?
No, I did not. That is definitely not what I decided to buy. Hey, are you going to buy one?
I'll buy two eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the plan. Eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That brings me into my first news item. What have we got in the photo news this week? Did you see this? Hang on. Pulling it up. Z8 recall.
I did see that.
Some people can't mount the lens to the camera. It's just a small problem, a small recall, nothing major. Yeah. But obviously, Nikon will sort it out. They'll just get them back and fix it. It must be some sort of issue with the lock or something, but they literally don't. Yeah, you can't lock the lens to the camera. It doesn't hit that point where it clicks in, you know?
So it just kind of keeps moving.
I think it can fall off, yeah. Ooh. Which is obviously not great. I actually don't even know if you can take photos, like whether it actually gets to the point where it will engage the contacts and allow you to shoot, or if it's basically the first time you take it out of the box, you try and mount a lens and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be pissed.
You would be, but I mean, as long as they sort it out quickly, you would be pissed, but it's not like, you know.
I think in the Z8 group, and a lot of people talking about it, but I think a lot of people are like, oh, my camera's affected, but they... the camera's obviously working. They're not.
Yeah, it's broken.
It's just affected. It's a serial number that's part of the batch. So
yeah, just not a great thing to hopefully launch what is going to be the successor to the D850. It's not a great way to start off.
Are you looking for a new bench, Justin? By any chance?
Look. You know what's funny? I literally just assembled this bench here. This one. I just bought it. It's arrived. But they're still advertising to me. So stop wasting your money, NT Fitness. I've already got it. You got me. Okay.
Did you get the 25% off that?
Yes, I did. That's why I bought it. That's why they're smashing me with ads. The good thing is it's better than some of the other random ads that pop up every now and then. So yeah, we don't see that. I'll take it. Yeah. I'm also looking at some underwear, you know, just saying. moving on. Have you guys seen any news? You know what we haven't actually spoken about, and I don't really have any information on it, but Grant had some, is the Photoshop AI generative fill.
The beta.
Have you played with it, Grant?
I have. My last photo, I reckon I used it. My second last photo.
You're already like not a photographer anymore.
You're on the other side, Grant.
My second last photo.
You're just a graphic designer.
Yeah.
He was knocking AI for so long and now he's already over.
I just wanted to see how it worked.
Pull it up.
Pull up my second last photo and tell me what you think is AI.
And by second last, this is one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about and why I bought this new camera. But when, so you say pull up my second last photo, obviously you mean Instagram. Yes. What else do we do with photos anymore? Because I don't really like Instagram. I don't post on it. So what do we do with photos that we take if you don't post them on Instagram?
You can get them printed.
And then what? Put them in the bin?
No, put them on your wall.
I do that. That's all I've got. But one looks at them. I don't have anyone in my house.
Bring so friends around.
Maybe you got to invite some people around.
Is it on your album. Grant Fleming photo page?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I'm searching. Just give me a moment. I'm not quite as fast as some of the other pull it up Jamie people on the internet.
Is that some GoPros in your background, Grant?
Yeah, I'm missing one.
I got some more news on the GoPro sort of direction. I got a good camera for you, Jim, that came out today.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
You saw it too. Yeah, everyone sees it because everyone does the same YouTube thing these days where they launch all the same shit.
So Yelena wants to know, do you not like Instagram, Justin, or do you just not use it?
Both. I don't like the fact that the photos are small. So it's like, you could take them on anything, a phone or whatever, and you can hyper process them. You can use things like AI generative fill and no one can see all the shitty generative that's not real. So I'm looking for like a larger format way to share my fairly average photos. A gallery. I'm not quite at that level. No one will have me. I'm going to get Matt from the Bright Gallery on the podcast. I'm very excited to see what this deal is. Yeah, the Alpine Gallery, is it called?
There's two of them in there, isn't there?
Two photographers?
Yeah.
Yes,
Is it Mike or something?
Yep. So, yeah, I'm going
to
get Matt on hopefully soon. He doesn't know this yet. I have reached out to him. He does know, but we haven't made a time. and, yeah, I'd love to talk to him about what gallery life is like.
Every time I walk past there, or used to walk past there, there was always people in there.
Yeah, I would love to hear about his business and photography and just, I don't know, being able to print things big and have people look at them sounds pretty appealing. So which image?
The one with the stairs.
The one with the stairs. All right, pulling it up. Yes, I see the stairs. I see the waterfall. Yes.
Yeah. So tell me what's AI in that.
Okay. What is AI in this? Oh, I don't know. Let's...
The sky, maybe. I don't know.
There's something weird going on here, but I don't know if that's AI.
Jimbo was right.
Sky?
I just thought that the steps looked too good to be fake.
Yeah. I couldn't see anything in the railings or anything like that.
Yeah, because that was focus stacked, and then the sky was just flat. There was nothing in it. So I was like, oh, well, let's just try to put some clouds in there.
Right, yeah. Okay. So it's not like you grew the
image. I'm not adding anything. Yeah. I added some clouds.
Yeah.
Okay, I still don't.
Really, it just made it a lot quicker than going into another photo, bringing the clouds in, which is what a lot of people would do.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you do what they recommend, which is put like elephants and stuff in there? You know,
have you seen the video one? The AI video where they've put heaps of little it kind of looks like Star Wars, and then they've set it up so it's like the AI generated fill, and then they like press play and it brings it in on a person on those sand dune.
Ah, right.
And it looks like a movie.
Well, Adobe have the sand dune example in here. Look at this. So it's like original is that, which is what real life is, if anyone might have experienced what real life is like. And then there's this, which is like the Instagram bullshit one. And it's like, I don't know. It's going to take away reality, I guess.
But you go onto all the bigger Instagrammers, they do that anyway, but now it's just going to be a lot quicker for them.
Exactly. People have been doing this forever. It's just now it can be done by anybody a lot faster. But you're exactly right.
More accessibility,
So whether it's marketing, stock photography, or just making Instagram look better than reality, that people have already been doing this. It's just much faster now.
But that's crazy there.
Expanding this original image into that. Yeah, but it's not real. That's the problem. It's like it's created land that doesn't exist. So it's like those, what's the point of taking a photo of a mountain that's not real? I don't understand. Unless the only purpose I see for it is marketing, like where it's like, hey, we just need a wide shot of some mountains to sell some North Face shit or something. And we're just going to, like no one cares. But places like North Face actually do care. I would
hope. Yeah, they would want it to be
Patagonia
right.
Patagonia and stuff, they'll be like, people will know that that's not what that mountain looks like when you when you look to the left, it looks different. Yeah.
If you went out on a job and you're just shooting like one way, so in that instance, like vertical, and then they want it like a that way, and you're like, oh, I didn't get one, and then you're just like, oh, I'll just give this a go.
That's why
you'd get one though.
You would get one. Otherwise,
you would. But what if you didn't?
Then you shouldn't get the job.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like it could work.
Like I do it part time.
For like fashion and stuff, or maybe if you were trying to cut a background in, if you wanted to really fill a frame, but you only maybe had like a small paper backdrop or something like that.
I think it's more useful for like this.
the bubbles.
Yeah, If you've got a dog and you're like, I think my dog would prefer bubbles and a car in the background, then...
What do they add the car?
I'm not sure. And
like without the car, it'd probably be... And the bubbles.
Yeah.
And the fence and all this shit. I'd just love to know how many iterations they had to do that to get that to actually look like the way they did. They probably put all sorts of weird shit in there first. But anyway, I don't like it. That's fine. I'm sure it will get used and become... really, really important and evolve and become part of people's mainstream. I mean, I guess it's going to get to the point where we put on the Apple VR headset and just generate our life and our world, and we don't even have to do anything anymore. You can just say, generate me a cool place to hang out, but you're actually
cool place to take photos.
You're just sitting in like a prison cell.
Maybe. No?
Maybe. What other cool shit did I see around the interwebs? So I've got a new camera, which is like a fixed lens point and shoot that I'm going to unbox on this episode, if anyone hasn't guessed what it is already.
I don't think it would be an episode if you hadn't had anything new to bring on the show.
Exactly. This show is just me buying things, and I'll start unboxing them. Maybe I'll start unboxing them and giving them away. Then we might get some real viewers. So this is a similar, this thing that was released this week. It's a high-end fixed lens medium format travel camera.
Wait, is this what you bought? Is this what got released?
This is another one that got released.
Okay, so GoPro.
No, phase one. So it's $62,490 US. It's a fixed lens medium format travel camera. It's 150 megapixel.
Okay. Seems
legit. There's those benches again. But you can, you know, you can take a photo of the building. Anyway, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know who's going to buy
it. So how big is it though?
It's not small. I mean, that's a wooden handle. Like it's a.
Okay. Yeah. And if it's medium format, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be far bigger than a normal 35mm DSLR.
Well, maybe for phase one.
The chat.
Kenneth.
Kenneth is back. Good evening, Kenneth. Who else we got, Grant?
Is that Preeti?
Preeti? Welcome, The Camera Life. I missed your videos. We missed you too. I'm very sorry we didn't really tell anyone that we were going to have a few weeks off. The plan was for me to hopefully try and keep some podcasts rolling while I was traveling, but I decided it was going to be way too hard with patchy internet to live stream, so we didn't.
Island life.
Good to see you. Yeah, yeah. Island life in Bali, and internet not so good. Anyway,
okay.
Phase one.
So phase are you going to get that next week?
Probably not. Probably not. I think it's equivalent. So it's a 23mm f/5.6 lens, which I think equivalent works out to like 14mm. Yeah, 14.7. So 15mm or whatever, roughly on a 35mm full frame. So it's super wide angle, and yeah, you just basically. It's just a fixed lens, insanely high quality medium format.
Okay.
Interesting.
Seems someone will buy it, that's for sure.
Someone will buy it. I don't know who.
Is that 62,000 US?
Yeah, it is 62,000 US. It'd be
so like $1 million.
100 grand Australian at least.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, that's fun. So you're not interested, Jim? You're going to stick with the Z8?
For now, yeah. Unless that maybe comes down in price.
Yeah, it's about 94,000.
What did get released yesterday, day before, sometime, is that I think you would like, Jimbo, is this, the Insta360 Go 3.
Okay.
So they've had the Go 2 and the Go, and it's this little camera.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to wear it on your head?
You don't have to, but you could. So it's 35 grams, this tiny little thing, but they've just released it now. So this is what I think you should use it for at weddings, is you wear a magnetic pendant behind your shirt, and it just clips to your magnets to your shirt. So you could actually do, and it shoots in essentially, this is from what I understand, it essentially shoots in square, so you can crop either way later. So vertical for reels and stuff like that, or like it doesn't matter. It just does its thing. You don't have to worry about
it. Okay.
And you can just, but you can also, it's got stabilization, all that stuff. It's not going to be as good as a GoPro or something in terms of image quality. But it's teeny, teeny tiny. So for behind the scenes, social media stuff. And then it's also like voice control, start shooting kind of thing. But yeah, I feel like that pendant, you know, being so small, and it would also be cool if you were going to do, yeah, any sort of behind the scenes shooting. I think it would be very cool.
Look interesting.
It is interesting. It's a bit expensive, I think.
Yeah, I've seen Peter McKinnon had on a knife in his thumbnail.
Yeah, the shot that from
that I didn't watch that.
The shot from that knife was pretty average, but it made for a good thumbnail. But so it's this action pod that makes it cool. It magnets into this thing, which is like a dock that charges it, so you can get more charge, like more capacity out of it. But you can also flip it up to like selfie yourself, or just like the screen. So the screen still works when it's disconnected, so you can look and check your shots and stuff like that, and use this as a remote screen without having to like pair it to a phone or whatever and muck around. So it's they've done a good job of designing something that's, you know, similar to a GoPro but but different with different advantages. Yeah, it's got
a different purpose, this kind of thing. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, very clever.
Get one for your trip, Jimbo.
Mm. Yeah, could do.
Could do. I think for weddings, it would be the most useful thing if you wanted to produce reels from behind the scenes parts of the day.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because you know, you strap like a GoPro chesty mount on you. You look like... And they're going to be looking at it and like thinking about it and stuff like that. Whereas that, it's so small, people might not notice.
Wonder how good the magnet is.
It's very good.
Okay.
It's I don't know if you'd want to ride dirt bikes with it, if that's what you're thinking.
No, I was literally thinking for weddings. I was like, you know, running, jumping, lying on the ground, that sort of thing.
I don't think it's going to come off with that. They were showing it on some videos and it like snapped on pretty hard.
Well, let AI do the work.
Oh, no. Might as well just sit at home and let it generate a video of a holiday you could have had. You just pretend you went on it. But yeah, this is the, so you can change perspective without, like, after you shoot. So you don't have to worry about, picking what you want to frame up or whatever. Anyway, cool. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, I probably won't get one, but if you do, I'll play with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you, there's other things, but have you guys been shooting at like a gym? Have you been working? It's winter.
Yeah, it's winter. It is winter. Things have slowed down. I've literally just finished editing my last wedding, so almost finished putting it together.
And then that's it. No more work for months.
Otherwise, yeah.
Just gonna
no headshots or anything.
Yeah, I've had some headshots and a bit of commercial work coming through. So, and did a family session last night, which was like actually awesome. It was super fun. So, nice. Funny story. Yeah, you shot them and their dog a few years ago, Justin.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They did reach out to me and you at the same time, I think, about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was a sad but very nice shoot. For their dog. Their dog was getting old and they got the family together for one last photo shoot. So, oh, very cool. So you've been doing a little bit.
Been doing a little bit.
That's good. You got to keep those DSLRs clicking over, otherwise they rust up.
Good. Oh, the jokes.
The jokes. What else? Oh.
Not much. What have you been shooting, Grant?
Pardon? What have I been shooting?
Have you been shooting?
Other than waterfall chasing, have you been doing anything else?
No, I've got one. I've got two jobs this week, though, coming up, or next week, that you know about. Other than that, I think I'm going to shoot the Bendigo Braves in a couple of weeks. They finally got back to me for the last game of the season.
Our basketball team?
Other than that, no, I haven't really... No jobs until the end of the year.
Cool.
Have you been testing much with the R5? Like, do you like test things? Do you muck around at home and like try out like high ISO and see what it looks like and things like that? Or do you just wait till you have a shoot?
Wait until I have a shoot. The other week when we went away, I was pretty much had the camera the whole time, just trying to do some like long exposure, nighttime stuff. Just to see how it goes. I want to get up to the snow soon. I'm going to buy that 16mm lens and try and get some good Milky Way shots up there.
Yep.
Cool.
It's a good lens. If you don't get it in time, you can borrow mine.
Yeah, cool.
It's definitely good value for money, but it does have its flaws.
Yeah.
Definitely does have
its flaws. Yeah, the 24 just wasn't wide enough when I was out at the Otways the other week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be.
No. But good working range.
Yep.
Good overall lens. I'll show you a couple of these Bali photos. It was interesting. How do I get it down? I never know how to get Lightroom to work with the stream. Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry.
Yeah, fill some time in, guys. Talk. Keep the team happy. Okay, or not.
What have we got?
Hey, say nothing. Say nothing. Stay silent. Right. It's fine.
We're just waiting for you, Jim.
Look, I'm here now.
Oh, wow.
Aeroplane.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on here?
What are you trying to do? They're already out.
So this is Justin using Lightroom for the first time.
Yeah. No, I think things aren't working. There we go. Why won't that one go away? That's weird.
Use error.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you just press F and just make it full screen?
It is full screen.
What? No, like F, so
press F.
Oh, just to see the pictures only. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. If you prefer. Yeah. Sure. I just didn't want to scroll through all of them, but we'll just go fast. Okay. This, you know, just taking some shots in the airport. I was just playing with the 35mm to be like, all right, if this was all I was traveling with, which luckily the camera that I bought to hopefully travel with has a fixed 28mm lens, which I do like more. Just a little bit wider would have been nice in a lot of spots.
Yeah.
But it was really just sort of shooting random bits and pieces as we wandered around. That's the only reason I took the camera. I did take a 7200 because I thought I might shoot some surfing, but I didn't end up doing that at all. So I I shot with the 35mm the whole time.
It's cool.
Just wandering around the beach and cruising. That's cool. Yeah. Just there's nice light over there. It's I don't know.
It's diffuse, like it's hazy and diffused, hazy. Kind of.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of these just have. There's Yelena working out at the sandy gym.
That's cool. Yeah. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Actually, something fun to do. We just got this like section out the back of the main gym where the weights are all like coconuts and bits of wood and stuff. So you got to make the weights heavier in this, you have to load coconuts into the baskets. it's pretty fun. But just the color, like the color of the light and greens and stuff. All of these have just the Masten Labs Ektar 100 preset on them and no real editing. So, I don't know. It was fun. It was fun having no real plan or anything to shoot. I didn't shoot any video.
It's a cool shot.
All of these shots so far have been in Uluwatu, which is like the cliff sort of area of Bali. Like it's the south part, and it's all surrounded by cliffs, so you gotta usually walk down a lot of steps and stuff to get to the beaches. And then there's these everything's just built on nothing right on the edge of the cliff. It's so cool. It's awesome. Great views, great surf. Like little shack has like the best sunset view on the whole island, and it's just this little
shack. Did you shoot a pano here?
I shot a couple of shots to the side. I didn't shoot a pano. I shot that. Yeah. That was like my sunset shot. Yeah. I don't know what the sky was doing to do these finger things. I've seen it once before. I don't know what I need to research what the phenomenon is called. Yeah, like what does that with the light rays? I've seen it before and it's crazy. Like that's not edited. Really, like it's got that, cool, that preset over it, and that's just what it looked like. And then that's had Adobe AOAD noise on it. It was a little bit noisy. It's pretty dark, but yeah, a little bit of beach dining. AOAD noise on that one as well. You can see the stars starting to poke through. It was pretty dark. Monkeys. Beach
monkeys.
Yeah, Elena. Yeah. Elena said, that's AI. a few comments coming through.
Yeah, I'll have to get back to them in a sec.
Yeah, I'll come back to a couple. But yeah, great lighting on the shack. I agree. The lighting on the shack was great.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I wanted to live in that shack.
That's why I was like, it needs to be a panel of that to take it around for those kind of light fingers.
Andrew Burgess says, saw the same effect in Fiji in the dawn. Interesting. Yeah, this was sunset. I really need to research what it is that does it, but it looks very cool. All right, what else we got? Back to full screen. Sunset, another beach sunset. Saw a lot of them. I really like, hang on if this actually loads. What's going on here? I love this shot because it's so busy. There's so much going on at this crazy little beach, but it's mainly this guy. He's just so animated.
Sounds like
him or the surfer.
No, he was singing. Actually, they had the rap going. Like, yeah, they had the tunes going. Monkeys. This was another crazy beach shack that we found on the other side of Uluwatu. It was like, it was a bit of a mission to get down there. And then this was the only thing there, just this one little shack. It was like cold drink, cold beer, coconut.
Yeah, sweet.
This is up in Ubud. Lots of rice fields and roosters and just a different, completely different to Uluwatu in terms of the look and the local sort of lifestyle. Uluwatu is just mostly beach, although there's a lot of rice fields around there too, but Ubud's super cool. Just so a few walks you can do just straight out of town. That this was only 10 minute walk from the center of town.
Okay.
Yeah, really cool. Random cat. More stuff built on the side of hills.
So Elena hasn't seen this picture.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't seen these pictures yet at all. I'm glad you're enjoying them.
Yeah.
It's not all of them. There were a few more snapshotty type pictures as well, but these are just what I thought might be interesting.
Jay Shaney, you haven't missed anything yet. Justin hasn't told us what it is.
I haven't, but you're pretty close. I might have gone back. Actually, no, I didn't go back. I did not go back to the Leica shop.
Just the website.
But it's coming. We're going to unbox it soon. We'll have a look through these photos first.
Is that like a house on like a...
Yeah,
rock or something, or is that a house on top?
Oh, no. There's a shack in front, and then behind is a house. So the shack, and then there's this. There's
seven. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's AI.
Oh, totally. All of these have been... I just generated them all.
The trees are
So this is in like this weird... there's like these Tangalang rice... I can't pronounce it. Rice terraces. And it's sort of like a tourist park thing. It's very beautiful though. There's this statue there. And so like that looks pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so it's made out of bamboo completely. The whole statue. Pretty cool when you see it from a distance, but then when you get up close, you're like, holy shit. Like, so all of this, everything is that's all like woven bamboo, like the shoelaces, everything.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. The amount of tiny pieces of bamboo to make, like, that's the foot. That's Elena for scale.
Yeah.
That's the foot. And then that's the statue. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
It was insane. I was like, I didn't really do a triple take to be like, what the hell is this thing? Anyway, moving on. More photos. Chasing waterfalls, getting the Instagrammer.
Yeah. How slow was your shutter?
I wasn't pushing any limits. But that's with a 35 too. Like with a wide angle lens, you could go a lot slower. But 35, I don't know. There's people everywhere too. A lot of these waterfalls were pretty packed. To get a shot like that, you had to be a bit sneaky. And then more beach shots. It was all pretty, just cruising around, lots of sunset photos. It was nice. I didn't use my camera a lot.
Cool. Looks good.
Yeah, it was fun. And
looks warmer than here.
It was much warmer than here. I'm very excited to hopefully travel with the new camera like that, where I take it a lot more, like everywhere I go. That's what I want it for. I want to take it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
The camera. Hmm? Should we try and whip it out?
I reckon I should do it, yeah.
All right.
We've been here long enough.
Whip it out.
I can't believe... So this arrived like yesterday morning. This is the longest I've ever waited to open anything, especially my dream camera. So
dream camera.
Dream. Well,
calling it dream camera.
I've wanted, maybe not, like, not this camera, because this camera only came out, it was only released 3 or 4 weeks ago, officially. But a version of this camera I've wanted for, I would say, well over 10 years.
Okay.
Let's see if I can, I don't know how this will work. See the camera there. Should I make it big?
Yeah, get rid of us.
Hang on, I can do this. Dun, dun, dun. This one? Yeah, and then this.
Yeah. All right. Nice mouse pad. Where'd you get that from?
We've actually got a new range of them dropping in the next couple of weeks.
What's different about the new ones? Can you tell us?
The logo is smaller.
Okay.
And they come in the current color range that we've got of leather. Other than that, it's the same size. Oh, actually, that's not true. They are backed with suede. They used to be just bare leather on the back. Now they're backed with suede, which gives them a little bit more sort of grip, and they sit a bit flatter on the bench. But I'm excited.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Have a look. See, look, haven't even opened the, you know,
about the bottom. The bottom.
Haven't opened the bottom. Look, security seal. If this seal is broken, do not you go on podcast. It's not even broken. Gotta be careful though, because I don't want to cut the whatever's inside here.
Just cut the camera strap.
Wow. It will be getting a new camera strap, that's for sure. Don't do a drum roll yet. This could take ages. I don't know what's inside this box. Oh,
it'll be another box.
Yeah. All right. Bubble wrap. Okay.
What'd you get?
What's this? All right. Oh. It's a bit of a...
Are you going to put that on your keyring?
I think I will.
You should.
Yeah, of course you will. Because you'd be like, I'm a Leica shooter.
Stickers.
Go with your van.
Right. Okay. Let's see what else we got.
What are they?
That is a UV filter, and this is a soft release button. I don't know why I decided to buy the Leica brand UV filter, but I was like, you know, if you're in, you're in. Why not? So I'll open the soft release button up later. I'm very...
It's right. We can see you on both cameras, so it's fine.
Okay. Look at this.
You're allowed to go ouch in the background.
I don't know where to...
I reckon that white dot. One of those white dots.
There's two. There's a white dot on each end.
That one, not the other one. The other one's on the bottom.
All right. Let's see. What now? What?
Oh, it's upside down.
There's another box, and it is upside down.
There's a box inside a box inside a box. It's like so expensive. They'd spend all their money on boxes.
Okay.
That was far too fast for us to read anything that was on that screen.
Good. Just keep you guessing for a little bit longer.
I think there's a security tag on there too.
Oh, yeah. I ripped the box. Oh, there goes resale value. Hang on.
Actually, funny. I've been seeing people sell empty Nikon boxes lately for $25 for an empty box.
I saw that. Are they advertising them or selling? Because I feel like maybe they're just advertising them. I don't know if they're selling
them. No, I think people are selling them. And then other people are like, oh, I've got a random box that I don't have a camera for anymore. I'll sell that. And I'm like, who buys that box? The serial number doesn't. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool. There's another box.
Another box.
There's nothing in there. It's just boxes.
There's going to be one little tiny camera.
It's a small camera. I mean, there could be.
It's actually an Insta 360.
All right. I'll pop this.
Are you going to eat that one, or are you going to be careful with that one?
I think no. Now we're getting to the like resale value point. Don't have a lot of light. Are you? I'll have to do that. Okay.
Yeah. So that is it like a magnetic flip or something.
Yeah, it is.
That's cool.
That's a magnetic flip.
Pass the parcel.
Should have done pass the parcel. I think you guys need more light, but
we do. That's maybe.
There's not much I can do.
No, that's fine. Let's see.
All right. So there's a box. That's another box. Okay. And then in the bottom of this box It's another magnetic. It's another magnetic opening, and there's a drawer with another box.
What is this thing?
All right, this looks like maybe manuals and accessory guides and things like that.
Okay.
All right, quick start guide.
Don't,
yep.
Don't lose them.
I'll deal with them.
When you go to sell it, the Leica people will definitely want all of this.
And then the bottom drawer in my little cabinet. What do we have here? Ooh. A Leica lightning cable. Very nice.
As in to iPhone?
Yeah, you can connect it straight to a phone. Is this the Russian babushka camera? Well, look, there may not be a camera in here. I don't know what we're going to get to in the middle of this thing, but it, who knows? We'll see. What do we got? A whole heap of little tiny baggies with stuff in them. I don't know if I can go through all of these on this podcast. I don't know if we've got that kind of time.
My camera will definitely turn off before you can.
That's all right. You can go audio only. That's fine. Let's just see. Let's just pick a couple of random ones. All right. Okay. That's like a filter.
It's a ring.
Yeah.
Ring. Just a ring.
Just a ring.
Just a ring. A Leica ring.
Leica ring. Yeah. It's probably worth 15 grand. That's a power cable. That doesn't get a baggie.
That's because Leica didn't make that one. They just bought that. Are they tied together or something as well?
They are tied up for the first time to open them. And then you get in. This is by far the nicest purchase experience I've had of a camera. I don't know if you've ever unboxed like a Canon or a Nikon, Jim, but there's like some plastic. I usually just toss everything until I get to the camera, and then I'm like, that's all I need.
Yeah. And leave everything else in the box. Yeah?
Battery, I'll need that.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Put that aside. That's good. I'm glad I unboxed that one. And
a slightly larger ring than the first one.
Or is it a filter?
Oh,
there's a lens. Yeah.
There's the camera strap that we'll have to be replacing. It's the nicest camera strap I've ever gotten with a stock camera, that's for sure. It's got like a slight taper to it. Some sort of leather, but it's not leather that I like. But it's
lucky times Leica in the future, maybe.
We will be making something for this camera, even if it's just for me. Then we'll see if anyone else wants it. What else we got? This is quite an experience.
Mm. It's quite a long experience.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a okay. So the Australian power cable comes in the plastic, but the other countries get like a nice bag.
A bag.
So that's okay.
Yeah, Australia is just the afterthought.
Well,
yeah,
yeah, it's fair.
At least you got one, I suppose.
At least we got one. At least I've got a cord. And
the last
little bag. I'm thinking it's going to be the lens hood.
Okay. Elena's saying that this maybe is taking too long, I think.
Yeah, well. Oh, no.
She probably just says that a lot.
It's the charger. It's the charger. Okay, we're through. We're done. Okay, you can stop yawning.
That's not the only time Elena's used those faces, I think.
I've just got to slide the bottom drawer back into my cabinet and just.
Don't break it. That box is probably worth a few thousand.
It probably is. All right. Hopefully, potentially, the final box.
There's got to be
a nice texture. Nice texture. Nice little red dot there. All right. There it is. My dream camera.
Dream camera.
My dream camera.
He's been dreaming about this for 15 years.
Almost. Just not this exact one. There she is.
Is that it?
That is it. That is it.
Where's the rest of it?
You didn't drum roll.
If Grant had been drum rolling that long, his desk would have broken.
Man. I'm excited.
How do you turn it on?
So, Justin, question.
Yeah, hit me.
Does Godox make a trigger for Leica?
Yeah, they do. And
do
it's
they?
They do. And it's got a 1/2000th flash sync because it's a leaf shutter. So I can flash sync to 1/2000th at full power. Ha!
That's cool.
That is cool.
Is that on your fixed lens?
Yeah. Fixed 28 lens that's nicer than any lens you got.
Look, is it really nicer than my 28?
No battery door.
That's pretty cool.
It's just going to fall
out. Did you buy a spare battery?
No. No, I wanted to see if I like it first because I think a battery is about $80,000. I don't think they're cheap. I'm not going to be using it for professional work until we shoot that wedding in September. So I'll get a battery by then.
Until September. You need more than one for a wedding.
Why? Well, one battery.
Yeah, no, as in you'll need more than one spare, I feel.
Nah, I should be right. So this feels great. It's, look at that. Take the lens cap off. Come on. Ooh.
This looks odd.
Yeah.
You look odd.
Looks
smaller. I'll be honest, it doesn't excite me at all.
Really?
The looks of it. Yeah. Maybe more in person.
It doesn't excite you. You like the look of a D850.
I do actually, yeah. But I see them a lot. Maybe that in person is cooler.
Really? Are you sure? Let me just just imagine if I dropped it.
That would be cool.
Look at that.
So what does that do better than your R3?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'll tell you what does better than the R3. This, with a lens that would normally cost about 10 grand on to buy that lens for a Leica system. This, with the lens attached, weighs less than my R3. It's full frame, 60 megapixel. I don't know what, like, it's small. It's a very, very small full frame 60 megapixel camera with a lens that is extremely high quality. That's what it does. It doesn't do anything good. Like, it doesn't, you know, if I need to do work, I'll be taking the R3 other than when I shoot a wedding. But if I need to shoot sports, although I do want to shoot sports on this and see, look, it's got a tilty flippy screen. It's the first one that's ever had that.
It just does that.
Just tilt. Yeah. Like tilt. D850 has that still.
Yeah. I think the D750 had that.
Yeah. Like the Nikon style tilt is what it has.
Yeah.
Not flip out to the side.
So it's sort of comparable to a D750 is what you're saying.
Yeah, did they have 60 megapixel sensor?
Well, if you have three of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll see. I still need to decide. There's like a thumb grip and a front grip you can get for it. I don't know ergonomics wise what my plan is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This will either be the worst decision I've ever made or the best decision I've ever made when it comes to camera gear.
Okay.
Any questions about this particular camera?
No. I just want to
When are you going to shoot with it first?
Well, I guess tomorrow.
Okay.
Take it out for a little spin. What I love, I'll tell you some of the things I love about it. So, dial on the top for shutter speed, but you can turn it straight to A for auto. Exposure compensation dial is right there.
Mm-hmm.
And also the aperture ring on the lens is, I can't really find a good way to show you guys this, but aperture ring on the lens, but you can turn it all the way to auto as well. So everything, like to put it anything from, so to put it, you don't put it in aperture priority, you just put it to F1.7, but you can leave your shutter speed and ISO on auto.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, like, so it's not... it's very a very simple way of working as opposed to
modes and
mode am I in? It's not you're not in a mode.
Just picking one, or none. You can obviously just run it in full manual and
But yeah, I want to walk around. I really want to walk around on it with the aperture fixed, auto shutter speed, auto ISO, and then use exposure compensation just quickly up and down to fine tune the look.
So it's a 1.7 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like? What are they like at 1.7?
Insanely sharp.
Okay.
That was the other thing that pushed me towards this. I don't know if I would have bought it if Canon had a really good 28mm. I probably would have used that on the R5 for a while.
Yeah.
But they still haven't released their wide angle primes, and I've wanted a Leica since they released the M9, which is the they had the M8, but the M9 was the first real sort of digital version of their M system, which is manual focus rangefinder. And I like poured through the reviews for that. And they're up to the M11 now. I think they only come out about every 3 years. So that would have been like 10 years ago at least. Got some questions coming in. I know, Jay Shani, hey, I know you can crop to shorter focal lengths because you can. So basically it's got frame lines to go from 28 to 35 to 50 and even to 75 and 90, I think. But obviously they're just crops.
In-camera crops
to those specific focal lengths. 35 will be useful. 50 will be useful because 50, I think, is still about 24 megapixel. Anything over that is really just for like whatever. You know, like I don't know. Because if you're shooting RAW, it's like the way Canon do it, where it's just a crop in Adobe. So basically the crop is done when you put in Lightroom, but you can always change the crop later. The whole RAW file is still there. So it's just a method of shooting. Anyway, but the question actually is, does it have selectable RAW file size like the M11 has? Yes, it does. I believe it has a 36.
He meant longer focal lengths. Underneath
Oh, sorry. Meant longer focal lengths. Oh, yeah. So I know you can crop to longer focal lengths. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But does it also have selectable RAW file size? Yes, it does. I think it has the same options as the M11. I don't know if I'll use them because I'm not going to be shooting. Like, I'm not going to be shooting a lot of frames with this camera, so file size isn't an issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would want the biggest file possible in case I do want to crop.
Yeah. And it's a Q3, is it?
It's the Leica Q3. Yeah, we should announce what that... Da-da-da-da. This is the Leica Q3. This is my dream camera, even though it's very small.
Oh, look at the bicep on the other screen. Oh, tricep.
So it's autofocus is adjusted?
Yes. So that is the big difference between it and the M series. M series is all manual rangefinder. And then, the Q series is autofocus, but in the rangefinder style bodies. And then Leica do have their SL, they've got lots of cameras, but the SL series is like their autofocus mirrorless kind of system with interchangeable lenses and stuff. But they're a lot bigger than this. Like, this weighs probably the same as your D850 with no lens, but with a lens.
Okay. Yeah. Well, have to have a look. We'll have to test it out.
You will. We'll have to.
And it's weather sealed, he said.
It is weather sealed, properly weather sealed. What else? What else is special about it? I mean, there's a lot of things people talk about with this compared to the Q2 and all that sort of stuff. I don't think anyone really cares. One cool thing that they've done with this is there's a grip that you can buy, like a grip that adds, you know, a bit of a hand grip.
There's something on there, yeah.
Yeah, but it also goes along the base, that grip, to these contact points and allows you to wirelessly charge it. So it's like you just sit it on your desk and it just charges. I think that's the first time it's been done in cameras, and I reckon we're going to see that flood through the entire market over the next 5 years probably.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like why wouldn't you want to be able to sit, maybe not for something like a D850 or a Z8 or whatever, like maybe that's so pro that people aren't going to do that. But anything that's kind of could be used as an everyday camera, why wouldn't you want to be able to sit it on a charging pad on your desk and just have it charge?
Yeah, very true.
So I don't know how hard it is for them to put the tech in there, but if Leica can do it, surely, you know, Canon.
Yeah, if it's in everything phone, else now. Yeah. Like it's so, got a filter back, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know if I'll. That's not something that worries me too much. I'm more than happy to plug a USB cable in to charge it, because that's the other thing. It does have USB-C, which is the first camera I think Leica have made other than their SL series to actually have a USB-C port. So you can charge it through that. It's also got a mini HDMI out. So I'll possibly test using this as the most expensive webcam ever. For the podcast, that could be fun.
See how it goes.
What else did I want to test it for?
Can you use it on any mountain biking?
I will try. I will test it. Yeah, I would actually. I'd love to do a proper video of that. Maybe we can try and make that happen. Like get well involved and do an actual. Like, can we make it work? Can I shoot a whole mountain bike review on the Q3?
So it doesn't do video, is that what you said as well?
It does. It does. Oh, it does. It doesn't do good video though. It doesn't have a mic input, but it does do. I think it actually does 8K. I won't be using it, but it does do 4K. Mm-hmm. It's got some limitations and stuff, but yeah, it does do video. Here we go. This is the backup that I need. You're getting a brilliant autofocus lens with real manual focus rather than focus by wire, with a free camera attached. Bargain. Depending on how you look at it, and that is it. Like that, the lens for the M system is more than this camera.
Okay.
You don't sound convinced.
I'm not. I'm not convinced.
You don't need to be convinced. You don't need to buy one.
No, I'm also not paying for it.
He needs to get a Z8. That's what he needs to do.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Two Z8s.
Yeah, you could probably get two Z8s for the price of this ridiculous camera. Where's my... Oh, man. So I'm opening up one of my accessories, which was a soft touch shutter button. I may regret purchasing this. Do you know what a soft touch shutter button is? It's a little screw-in button that goes where for your shutter finger. It looks like this. This. It's got a little red accent underneath it. Right, it's a piece of not much.
Mm-hmm.
That screws in. That? I don't want to say.
No, we need to know.
I don't know if I want to say. Let me put it on first and see if it makes it better to shoot with.
Is it hundreds?
100-ish.
Over 100.
Over 100, technically, yes.
Yeah. Oh, seven on eBay.
It does make it nicer to shoot with.
Okay, so you spent a lot of money on this camera, and then you've still got to buy a button for it.
Man, the accessories you can get, you should see.
I don't even want to know. It's probably 120. Horrible.
It was 120. It was 120. Okay. Let me show you the brass accessories I could have got.
What were you tempted to buy but you didn't?
I'll show you. I wasn't tempted actually. I looked at these and then I was like, no, that'll look silly. But people are all getting about the brass accessories. So there is a brass, the only photo I can find of this stuff isn't great. It doesn't show what it would look like in real life. Dun, 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 dun. So there's this brass thumb support. The thumb supports are very popular because they slide into the hot shoe. They give you access to the two buttons that are there, and then your thumb rests on this little bit and like adds grip, but they're $450.
You've obviously clicked on it because
very over. Yeah. Yeah, damn right.
You didn't click on Did You Direct, Justin?
I did not.
even though it's cheaper.
But yeah, so you can get a brass. This is a terrible photo because of the color that whatever they've done. But basically, yeah, you can get a brass lens hood, thumb support, and you can get a brass shutter soft release as well. And apparently, that's all the rage. But yeah, no one's really.
So yeah, you've got to fully pimp it out, kind of thing.
Yeah, so that's got the brass thumb support and the brass shutter button.
It's terrible.
Crazy, right?
Well, so if you need that, why wouldn't you just have that?
Not everyone wants it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll get it or not. If I would get the black one, just the so you can't.
You gotta get the brass one. I feel like that's like the baller status.
I think that's going to be the thing. I think it's going to be you're a baller if you've got the brass, like the full set of brass three things, like this, and this.
You got to do it.
I don't think so.
I think you do. It's only like $1,200.
You're only like $1,200. Yeah, I don't think I will.
I'm not even that's like $1,000.
I think I'll stick with the sleek black look and maybe... Because I might actually, if I can go down to Melbourne, I might try that wireless charging grip thing out. Because it's actually, so the grip with wireless charging is less than the thumb support. It's like 390 and the thumb support's 450.
So where does it come out and then goes on the front or something? How does it start, like the grip, yeah.
I'll show you. And then also, once all this stuff gets made, once this has been out for a while, there'll be companies popping up making all sorts of random crap for these, like grips and all sorts of, third party
camera straps.
We will do them. Not specific to Leica, but specific to this style of camera, like small with ring attachment. So that's the hand grip. Hopefully Leica are smart enough to show it on the camera. No, that's not good. Okay. Good job. You guys have cameras.
This kind of comes out the front.
Yeah, it comes out the front. I'll see if I can find an actual photo that shows it on the camera.
The one next to it's probably better.
Yeah, that's all
right. Yeah, okay.
It adds probably the grip that most people would want, but they don't. This is the rangefinder, like the M series shape of a body. That's the way they design it. That's the way they've always been, that shape. And lots of people like it. So if they put the grip on from factory, there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't like it. But also it allows them to sell a shitload of accessories and make money. So there's that.
And I guess as well, if you don't need it, like... You know, in like DSLRs, it's normally the batteries and all sorts. You know, they're using that space.
Yeah,
that's not just for looks and for comfort.
That's right. Yep. You know what I don't know? I don't know how to turn it on. I mean, there's no on button.
Did you pay for the on button?
It is an extra, actually. Yeah, there's a brass on button.
A soft touch.
Soft touch brass on button. I think it's $800, but I should probably order it. Yeah. I have no idea how to turn this on. This one.
What do you always tell people, Justin, when they buy a camera?
I don't read manuals on live podcasts. That's something I've decided is not the way I like to do things.
I feel like you could have it. This has taken that long, this unboxing.
Look, fair point. It's the slowest unboxing there is. Jay Shanny, got to head out, but congrats on the purchase, Justin. Hopefully it brings you much inspiration and motivation to shoot. I agree. I hope it does too. Make sure the anti-theft webbing on your straps are at full strength. Yeah, I might make a tripled up anti-theft one on this. Attach it to every limb I've got. See you on the next one.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how to turn it on. We'll figure it out later.
On next week's episode, we'll figure out how to turn it on.
Has he figured out how to turn it on? I don't know. How could it be this hard? Oh, I get it. Oh, that's a great spot.
Oh, it's the on button.
Yeah, the any key. Unfortunately, I don't think it's got any charge, but I figured out how to turn it on, and I like it.
That's rough. That is rough. I think you charged the battery.
Yeah, that is rough.
Yeah. Did you have to pay extra for that?
Yeah, you could get it pre-charged, but that was another $250.
No, it looks awesome.
Kenneth, nice one, Justin. Happy for you. I'm sure it will get much use. It will get much use. It will get a lot of use. Weddings, mountain bikes, every day. We'll do stuff for Lucky with it. We will put it through its paces and see if it can shoot. I want to take it to Richard and see if we can shoot astrophotography with it.
He'll get it to work.
Yeah, I mean, it'll work. It's just whether it'll be any good.
Nah, it'll be good. I don't think you're gonna have a bad time with it.
Hopefully not. It is beautiful.
Well, Yelena's lost you for the rest of the night.
Yep. Well, she's got me while this charge is up, but then after that, I'm gone. I'll be busy.
That's what she says too.
Nice. No, I'm going to be busy playing with my new set of cabinetry. This is so good.
There was enough boxes on the outside. They had to have something good on the inside.
It's cool. I don't know how much that box would cost, say for like Canon to do that for their R5s and above or something. But I don't know. Even if it only added, I don't know what this box would cost, $20? That would be a huge cost for them in their line items. They'd be like, oh, fuck, can't spend $20 on a box. But people would love it.
Yeah. But they could just put the camera up $100.
That's right. And the
consumer wouldn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, put heaps of Canon stuff in there, heaps of little Canon bags, you know.
Make the user experience better.
Yeah. There's probably, obviously they don't need to go to Leica levels because otherwise the price gets silly and it's not a tool anymore. But there's probably a middle ground for their premium cameras that and lenses. Same with lenses. Like a lens you get and it's just, like I bought this... amazing 50mm 1.2 comes in a box, in a plastic thing, in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's it.
It's not really exciting.
It was $3,500 for a
I think the good Nikon ones come in like a little suede bag or something, some of the cool ones.
Yeah. But even then, it's like, give us something, you know?
Yeah.
It's a sticker or something, you know, like... anything to be like, hey, if you own this lens, you probably own, I mean, solid chance you own at least 10 or 15 grand worth of gear, but most likely 20, 30, 40. Give them something.
Yeah.
They're probably fans. Anyway, like I know how to roll.
Maybe just give them a message or something.
So other thing too, because it's rangefinder style, the EVF is to the side there.
Can you show us how it looks through it?
Like this?
Nah, it doesn't tell.
No, it doesn't. I don't think. I think these just for looks. These cameras. I don't know.
Can you plug it into? Like, didn't you say it charges via USB-C?
Yeah. I'll charge it up after the show. I could plug it into a USB-C and we'd be off to the races. But you know, later
next week.
Cool. Not very next, exciting.
Next week on the podcast. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
When's your trip, Jim?
Next week.
Oh yeah. So you're gone for 2 weeks.
Are you free on the weekend?
This weekend? No, I'm not.
Okay.
What's that?
Photo battle, but all right.
You and I can have a photo battle, Grant.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that again.
I can maybe do something Sunday, but I'll
by ourselves. No, we don't.
But they're heading off Thursday next week. Wednesday, Thursday next week.
Oh, yeah. Righto. I'll be away
for 2 weeks. Well, Thursdays anyway.
Trying hard to get the interviews ramped back up. I've got a giant list of people that I'm going to start annoying and hopefully getting them on the podcast.
Cool.
It's going to be fun. I've got, a list of probably 35 people. Starting from hard and going to very, very, very hard to try and get on the podcast, and we'll just see who we can get. But I think it'll be good. Kenneth wants to know, are Leica designing their own sensors or using Sony, etc.? I'm pretty sure this is no one knows. Most people seem to think they're Sony sensors. Most sensors seem to be Sony sensors, but their sensors are also very similar to what's in some of the Panasonic cameras. Panasonic and Leica have the L-mount lens alliance, so you can actually use Leica lenses on Panasonic SLs and vice versa, Panasonic Lumixes and vice versa with Leica's SLs. So I don't know. They say they're different. They're not making their own sensors. Someone's making them for them, but how much input they're having into changing a design or designing from scratch, I'm not sure. I mean, it's a 60 megapixel sensor. Sony has a 60 megapixel sensor in the A7R 5. The chance that they're not the same is pretty low, but they'd obviously be changed. I don't know. I'm not sure. I know that their color science is different regardless, so you're not going to get the same results. But yeah, from what the initial testing everyone's been saying, it's like, I don't know. It's got to be close to that Sony 60 megapixel sensor. So I don't know.
Cool.
All right. Well, maybe we'll wrap it up there.
Okay.
Since I've wasted everyone's time unboxing my new dream camera and it doesn't even turn on because battery's flat and I couldn't find the switch.
I'm surprised Jim lasted this long though with his battery.
What? That's a good point.
No, with Richard I got like 2 and a bit hours.
And it died 4 or 5 times.
That was at the start. And then we're all good after that.
Yeah. Nah, well, we got the settings on, correct. Yeah. It just keeps on trucking. The good old.
It's going good. I'm trying to sell it, but it's just offers aren't quite there yet.
Drop the price.
Let's trade it in.
Take it in.
Hey, I just need
to go to Melbourne. That's the thing.
One thing I was thinking, I don't know if this is a crazy idea or not, but I was actually thinking about having a garage sale, like a lucky, not like could have it the lucky office or whatever, but like a photography garage sale. Like I've got a lot of crap and I don't want to list it all on marketplace. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wonder if Jim's got some stuff and if we put the word out to just, I don't know, anyone else in Bendigo that we know that's like, yeah, I've got some, like the amount of camera bags and just like lighting modifiers and shit that I've got kicking around. I feel like it would be easy to just take it all into the lucky office and be like, all right, on this Saturday, garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
And
what light modifiers do you have?
Heaps of random crap, like reflectors and all that kind of stuff. I've got a few softboxes and things, but most of them are all there. I don't know. They're all over the place, and I don't want to deal with either. It's either that, or I put it on marketplaces like 3 lots, and it'll be like lot one assorted lighting crap for photography, and just a price.
People buy it though. Like there'll be someone that's like, oh yeah, I want some of that stuff, and then they'll deal with the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Exactly. But I just thought a garage sale could be fun. Particularly with the camera bags I've got. I've probably got 5 or 6, you know, camera bags that were $500 or $600 new that I should sell.
I've got one sitting in the shed.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was just a thought. Then I was like, maybe it could become a thing. But it sounds like a lot to organize. But imagine if you could have a bit of a where people can come and bring their own shit they want to get rid of.
That'd be pretty cool.
Make it a destination. Anyway, it was just a thought. Maybe.
Cool.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. See you later. Thanks for everyone jumping on.
Yes. Thanks for everyone for watching. We'll be ramping back up and better than ever soon. So this was just a warm back into things and a new camera. Goodbye.
That doesn't turn on.